Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel. I'm going to be dictating a psychiatric IME. I will start off by heading MCN, capital M, capital C, capital N, dash Long Island. Under that, 35 Pineland Road, suite 202E. Under that, Melville, New York, 11747. Skip a couple lines and intention, colon, Deanna, first name, capital D, little E, then capital A, then little N-N-A, last name, Sergeant, S-A-R-G-E-A-N-T, under that, medical records coordinator. Under that, skip a line or two, then claimant, colon, Donna D. Benedetto, last name, capital D, little I, then capital B, little E-N-E-D-E-T-T-O. Under that, date of birth, colon, 1/25/73. Under that, capital M-C-N, number sign, colon, 1 dash capital C, then 435653. Under that, date of injury, colon, 5/10/2022. Under that, date of exam, colon, 8/24/22. Skip a couple lines, then start, to whom it may concern, colon, skip a line under that, a psychiatric examination of Ms. Donna D. Benedetto, again, capital D, little I, capital B, little E-N-E-D-E-T-T-O, was performed at this examining physician's office, comma, North Shore Psychiatric Consultants, comma, 222 Middle Country Road, comma, Suite 210, comma, Smithtown, New York, on August 24th, 2022, period. Ms. D. Benedetto arrived promptly to her appointment, scheduled at 1:45, period. 1:45 p.m., period. A thorough evaluation in the form of her New York State driver's license was reviewed, period. It was explained to the examinee that this appointment was for the purpose of evaluation only, and therefore no doctor-patient relationship would be established, period. Under that, skip a few lines, then in boldface, review of medical records. Bullet point, capital C, capital W, capital A, local 1101. Request for third medical opinion. Under that, bullet point, MD, review type, colon, capital S, capital T, capital D, capital STD, then extension. Under that, indent, office visit notes, completed by Nicole Lafurgi, last name, capital L, little E, then capital F, U-R-G-Y, initials, capital L-M-H-C, comma, capital C-A-S-A-C, from 2/8/2022 to 5/11/2022, and recommendation completed by, first name is My, capital M, little Y, middle name is Lynn, capital L-I-N-N, last name is Sawyer, capital S, then A-W-Y-E-R, M-D, comma, MPH, comma, and all these are capital F-A-C-O-E-M, / Verizon Medical Director. Under that bullet point, Medical Director Referral, dash Addendum, dash capital STD, extension 5/25, completed by first name My, capital M, then little Y, middle name Lynn, capital L, then little I-N-N. Last name Sawyer, capital S, and then A-Y, AWYER, MD. Under that bullet point, Sedgwick, SEDGWICK, restricted return to work assessment for behavioral health, completed by Nicole Lafergi, dated 5/24/22. Under that bullet point, list of medications. Under that bullet point, consultation note / Institute for Rational Counseling, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LM, LM, HC, dated 5/24/22. Under that bullet point, consultation note / Institute for Rational Counseling, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 5/16/22. Under that bullet point, consultation note / Institute for Rational Counseling, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 5/13/22. Under that bullet point, Sedgwick, SEDGWICK, restricted return to work assessment for behavioral health, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 5/11/22. Under that bullet point, consultation note / Institute for Rational Counseling, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 5/4/22. Under that consultation note / Institute for Rational Counseling, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 4/26/22. Under that consultation note / Institute for Rational Counseling, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 4/22/22. Under that Sedgwick claims review form, requested by Melanie, last name HRN, disability clinical specialist, completed by Nicole Lafergi, dated 4/14/22. Under that, Sedgwick restricted return to work assessment for behavioral health, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 4/11/22. Under that bullet point, list of medications. Under that bullet point, consultation notes / Institute for Rational Counseling, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 2/23/22, 3/9/22, 3/24/22, 4/6/22, and 4/12/22. Under that bullet point, Sedgwick restricted return to work assessment for behavioral health, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 2/10/22. Under that bullet point, list of medications. Under that bullet point, Sedgwick restricted return to work assessment for behavioral health, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 2/9/22. Under that bullet point, consultation notes / Institute for Rational Counseling, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated on 1/26/22, 2/2/22, and 2/8/22. Under that bullet point, Sedgwick attending physician statement for behavioral health, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 1/19/22. Under that bullet point, list of medications. Under that bullet point, Sedgwick restricted return to work assessment for behavioral health, completed by Nicole Lafergi, LMHC, dated 1/19/22. Under that bullet point, list of medications. Skip a few lines, then new paragraph. Ms. Donna D. Benedetto is a 49-year-old female, married for the past 23 years, mother of two children, 22 and 19 years old, residing at home with her family, employed as a Verizon customer sales representative, period. Skip a line, then under that, new paragraph. Ms. D. Benedetto had been approved for short-term disability status from 1/10/22 to 5/9/2022 with a diagnosis of adjustment disorder with anxiety and depression, period. She described at that time she was experiencing, quote, stress and anxiety, end of quote, after recovering from recent surgery, in parentheses, breast explant, explants, end of parentheses, and being the caretaker for her mother, in parentheses, residing in the downstairs of the home, end of parentheses, as well as for her father, who was residing elsewhere, period. Progress notes from her therapist, Nicole Lafergi, in parentheses, dated 1/19/22 to 5/4/22, end of parentheses, documented gradual resolution of physical complaints, though continuation of anxiety over marital and family stressors, period. During this time, Ms. D. Benedetto had been continued on sertraline 100 milligrams a day and Qdexy XR, spelled capital Q, then U, then DEXY, XR, capital X, capital R, 50 milligrams a day, in parentheses for her migraines, though, end of parentheses, though Ms. D. Benedetto reports having since discontinued taking the latter after having been on it for 2 years, period. Ms. D. Benedetto reports being prescribed on sertraline at 100 milligrams a day for the past year by Nancy Deacon, last name capital D, then E-A-C-O-N, capital N, capital P, NPP, and in treatment with her therapist, Nicole Lafergi, once a week, period. New paragraph. Ms. D. Benedetto states having initially confirmed in April that she planned on returning to work in May 2022, period. Office note dated May 2nd by her therapist documented that Ms. D. Benedetto reported feeling, quote, as if she is getting better on a routine, end of parentheses, end of quotations, then the word but, then again quotations, still struggling with frustration and guilt at being primary caretaker for both parents, but is trying to prioritize herself and her needs before others, period. Focus and concentration impacted situationally, end of quote, period. Sedgwick restricted return to work assessment for behavioral health form documented Ms. D. Benedetto's last office visit as having been on 5/9/22, though there was no report of this visit provided for review, period. Also, that claim form dated 5/11/22 was the first time it had been documented by her therapist that her progress in treatment worsened, quote, situationally so, end of quote, with recommendation that the patient increase her sessions for the next month to twice a week psychotherapy, period. Of note, there was no documentation that Ms. D. Benedetto was referred for follow-up by the NP to address any medication changes, period. Ms. D. Benedetto explained that during this period, she was becoming more anxious as her father needed a foot amputation, and she described having physical sensations since the silicone pads had been removed, causing her to experience periods of insomnia. Period. Ms. D. Benedetto stated she felt stressed over, quote, not being able to keep up with all appointments, end of quote, while also working on getting her father into an assisted living residence. Period. She stated she felt unable to return to work on 5/10/22 as she needed more time to deal with all these issues and wouldn't have been able to do this if she returned to work as, quote, every minute in brackets when she was at work, end of brackets, was accounted for, end of quote, and that her job, quote, requires a lot of multitasking, end of quote, comma, including, comma, quote, having quotas to meet, end of quote, period. She also expressed concerns that if she had returned to work on 5/10/22, she may have had to take time off again and didn't want to repeat the process of going on disability again, period. As a result, she stated she decided to take off the additional time needing to get her own affairs in order and not be stressed by the additional tasks at work, period. She added she was not expecting to be compensated for this time off until she spoke with a union representative who suggested she do so, period. New paragraph. Ms. D. Benedetto stated she returned to work on 5/30/2022, starting on a half-time basis for a month, in parentheses, usual work hours having been from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the parentheses, mainly to be able to catch up on the new systems put in place, period. Ms. D. Benedetto stated that she did not have to increase, Ms. D. Benedetto stated that she did not want to increase her Zoloft dosage to justify being given off additional time, period. She has since resumed individual therapy to once a week, period. She reported her last panic attack as having been a month ago, period. She described to overcome her increased bouts of anxiety, she does a form of meditation, quote, tries to mentally put issues in perspective, end of quote, period. Ms. D. Benedetto reports her appetite as being stable, period. She described periods of initial and slash or middle insomnia and takes over-the-counter melatonin as needed. Period. Skip a couple lines and in boldface, past psychiatric history. Under that, no reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, period. No reported history of suicide attempts, period. No reported history of aggressivity, period. Ms. D. Benedetto first went to a therapist and psychiatrist 5 years ago with complaints of anxiety and panic attacks, period. She described having felt overwhelmed at times, citing her job as having been stressful, period. She reported having been tried on various medications, on various psychotropic medications since then, comma, though unable to recall the names of the medications other than Klonopin, which she found was too sedating, period. No reported history of substance abuse issues, period. She reported drinking alcohol on a social basis, averaging 3 times a month, having a couple glasses of wine, period. No reported history of usage of any illicit substances, period. Ms. D. Benedetto stated that her therapist and/or doctor had questioned a history of ADHD in the past, as she had described feeling disorganized at times and having difficulty multitasking, though she was never formally diagnosed, period. Under that, skip a line, then in bold-faced heading, medical history. Under that, no known drug allergies, period. Ms. D. Benedetto is 5'3", weighing 153 pounds, period. History of hypertension, prescribed and controlled on lisinopril, period. History of hypercholesterolemia, prescribed and controlled on atorvastatin, period. History of migraine, stating she had been prescribed on Topamax, in parentheses, Qdexy XR, capital Q, then little U, D, E, X, Y, capital X, capital R, end of parentheses, for 2 years, though having stopped this medication recently with no reported exacerbation of migraine since doing so, period. Ms. D. Benedetto is under the care of a neurologist, period. She stated in the past she had been prescribed on Provigil to improve alertness, but had since stopped taking it, period. She stated that 7 years ago she had suffered a concussion and 2 years ago had a head CT scan, which demonstrated that she had a, quote, stroke, end of quote, in the past, period. Since then, she has been recommended to take baby aspirin, period. Status post breast implant removal, in parentheses, explants, end of parentheses, sometime in the beginning of this year, period. She reported having had breast implants for the past 15 years, period. Prior to her surgery, she reported having read about, quote, breast implant illness, end of quote, causing symptoms of rash, comma, chronic fatigue, comma, migraines, comma, etc., believing she had suffered from many of those symptoms, period. She described having experienced anticipatory anxiety and panic attacks prior to her surgery, period. She stated after her surgery, she managed her pain by only taking Tylenol, period. Following the explant surgery, she described that she felt her body was, quote, detoxing, end of quote, from the removal of the silicone implants, period. New paragraph, bold-faced heading, family/social history. Under that, Ms. D. Benedetto is the youngest of 3 children, period. She has 2 older brothers who do not communicate or help out with their father's care, period. Ms. D. Benedetto reported that her mother has a history of anxiety and is prescribed on Klonopin, period. She reported her maternal grandmother had a history of anxiety and depression, period. No reported history of suicide in the family, period. No reported history of substance abuse disorders, in the family, period. No reported history of physical, comma, sexual, comma, or emotional abuse issues, period. Ms. D. Benedetto has been married for the past 23 years, period. As per her therapist's notes, she has been experiencing some marital issues, though Ms. D. Benedetto did not make any mention of this during today's evaluation, period. Ms. D. Benedetto reports having worked as a customer sales representative at her company for 23 years, adding that on 9/8/22, it will be 24 years, period. She described that over the years, her job tasks have become more complex and her duties more demanding, period. Since the onset of the COVID pandemic, she reports working remotely from home, period. New paragraph, bold-faced heading, mental status examination. Under that, 49-year-old female, casually groomed in appropriate attire, period, psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Ms. D. Benedetto was cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Speech spontaneous, normal productive, goal-directed, period. Mood was anxious, period, affect apprehensive, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. No suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. She was awake, alert, and oriented times four with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. Insight and judgment intact, period. Under that, new paragraph, bold-faced heading, diagnostic impression. Under that, history of F4-3.23, adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood, period. Rule out F3-4.1, dysthymic disorder. In parentheses of note, adjustment disorder is generally defined as lasting no longer than 6 months following an acute stressor. End of parentheses, period. And skip a couple lines under that. Response to questions, new paragraph, response to question posed regarding clinical evidence to medically substantiate that Ms. D. Benedetto was able to work during the date in dispute, period. Under that, after review of medical records and psychiatric evaluation of Ms. D. Benedetto performed on 8/24/22, as outlined in my report, it does not appear that Ms. D. Benedetto necessitated any extension from resuming her job duties at work beyond 5/9/22, as she was not functionally limited in doing so, period. To summarize, comma, it appears, as well as by her own admission, comma, Ms. D. Benedetto opted to take the additional time off from work to focus on addressing her personal and family needs, period. It appears she appropriately incorporated her therapist's recommendations as repeatedly documented in progress notes from their sessions on 2/7/22, 3/7/22, and 5/2/22 to, quote, focus on prioritizing her own needs, end of quote, period. Under that, boldface heading, attestation. Under that, I, comma, Suzanne L. Tuzel, comma, MD, comma, a physician duly licensed to practice medicine in the state of New York, comma, and not a party to the above entitled action, comma, hereby affirm the foregoing statement to be true, comma, under penalty and perjury pursuant to the Civil Practice Law and Rules Section 2106, period. Under that, ending Suzanne L. Tuzel, MD, under that, diplomat, comma, American Board of Neurology and Psychiatry, period. This is the end of the evaluation. However, I would kindly request that on a separate page we just write the job function that's to be attached to one of her other pages in this report. So it's going to be titled job function, colon, and then under that, consumer telephone contact in answering questions, comma, responding to requests for service, including coordinating customers' billing, comma, payment, comma, and record of service details, comma, resolving customer problems, comma, selling Verizon products and services, utilizing a computer terminal, in parentheses, working remotely from home, end of parentheses, and learning new computer systems, period. This is finally the end of dictation. Thank you so, so very much. Goodbye.